Now, still to come on the programme, a new nanoparticle treatment that can reduce heart attack damage by 50%. But before that, as we heard earlier in the programme, one in three people is destined to develop vascular disease, meaning furred up arteries, that can cause heart attacks and strokes. But might it be possible to vaccinate people against this happening? Swedish heart specialist Jan Nilsson at Lund University thinks he's got a way of doing just that.
The disease I'm interested in is atherosclerosis, where fat accumulates in the arteries. This is mainly cholesterol, and we know that this cholesterol is being oxidized, and that induces inflammation in the artery, and the inflammation activates a scar process, which gives rise to plaques, which are focal thickenings of the artery. The worst outcome of this is they may rupture, and then you get the thrombosis, which occludes the artery, and that's the main cause of myocardial infarction and stroke.
And how do you think we might be able to intervene? Because there are drugs that will lower the cholesterol level, that's one approach, but how else might we be able to intervene to reduce the risk of this happening?
Yes, that's correct. We have the statins, which reduce optimally the risk by 50%, but we have a remaining 50% where we need to find new types of therapies. And we think that one could be to get the immune system to help.
So what, like a vaccine against arterial disease?
Yes. So what happens is that when the cholesterol is oxidized in the artery, it changes structure, so the immune system can't recognize it. So it assumes this is something that comes from a bacteria or a virus and it attacks it.
Oh, that's intriguing. So if you could therefore educate the immune system that it's not harmful when it's in the oxidized form, it wouldn't be so harmful. Is that the rationale for your approach?
Exactly. So the optimal way for the immune system to react is to recognize this as damaged self substances and try to clean it away. And we can try to educate the immune system to do just that.
How?
Then you take a piece of the bad cholesterol molecule, which is called LDL, and with adjuvants that directly stimulate the generation of these protective immune cells, then you can get the immune system to act protectively.
Right, so by introducing the immune system to what the oxidized bad form of the cholesterol looks like, with something to make the immune system get excited, that's the adjuvant, you should get, an antibody or immune cells or both in response to that?
Yes, there are two types of protective responses that you can activate. One is the antibodies, which can then just help to clear away this oxidized LDL. The other one is to activate a form of immune cells which are suppressive. So they go in and they act anti-inflammatory, and by that way they can stabilize the vascular wall.
So this is like a two-pronged approach. On the one hand, you've got the immune system being able to remove the bad cholesterol, and on the other hand, you've got the immune system saying, now, don't get too excited by this cholesterol, it won't harm you.
Yes, that's a very good way to describe it. So actually, rather than making the immune system making things worse, you can get the immune systems to help.
If one considers a different approach, though, which is for Alzheimer's disease, one pharmaceutical company had a vaccine which made the person's immune system go into the brain and find the protein that was building up that was causing Alzheimer's disease. The idea being, it would remove that protein. The trial for that had to be stopped because the brain became inflamed when they did that. Is there not a danger that with what you're doing, if you're programming the person's immune system to recognize the bad cholesterol, if they've got arteries full of it throughout their body, could they not get worse inflammation?
Yes, we learned a lot from that study, and the mistake they did was to choose an adjuvant that made the immune cells very aggressive. And that ended up that the immune cells did more harm than protection. So we learned a lot there. So now can I choose adjuvants to get milder responses from the immune systems and, for example, focusing on generating antibodies rather than aggressive immune cells?
What stage are you at? Are you actually doing this now? Do you have a vaccine that can do what you're suggesting you'd like to achieve?
We have a vaccine which we can show works well in experimental models. We're now developing so it's safe to give to humans, and we hope to be able to do a first clinical trial in a couple of years.
So when you say an experimental model, what are these, mice or something?
Yes, these are mostly mice that we use as experimental models for atherosclerosis.
So what did you actually do with the mice, and how were they affected by the vaccine?
We give the mice a high cholesterol diet.
Was that like rodent junk food?
sort of.
And what happens when you do this?
In the mice, we can see that the formation of the atherosclerotic plaques is reduced by about 50%.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. And we are quite optimistic that that could be something that makes a difference clinically.
But if you can get such a dramatic difference, why is this not already in clinical trials? Why is a pharmaceutical company not chewing your arm off for access to the technology? Or are they?
Unfortunately, not at the moment. There are safety concerns that we have to take seriously. Nobody has used this type of therapy before. So there's obviously a risk that we could induce some sort of adverse immune response, which we can't stop. So we have to be sure that we're doing the right thing. The safety test that we need to do before needs to be done carefully, and they take time.
Jan Nielsen, and he reckons he's very close to developing a vaccine that will block heart disease. In the meantime, though, stay off the junk food.